How do you stay informed about what's happening in the accounting world? Not so much the news and the day-to-day, but the trends, the patterns, the drivers of change. What if you had an advisory board of experts to help you gauge what the world is thinking about vital trends and patterns in the accounting world, about what's working and what isn't? You could put some prompts into ChatGPT and get an idea, but what if you could go to the real people themselves who are on the front line working with and in accounting firms? I'm talking about real people, real opinions, real insights. I'm Rob Brown. And for this brand new Accounting Answers podcast, I've interviewed 111 people in the know from tons of different countries, roles, viewpoints, all to keep you ahead of what the world is thinking in accounting, finance, and tech. And I've asked them all the same five questions about change, talent, people, tech, and the future of accounting. That's over 500 brilliant, passionate, and articulate perceptions, insights, viewpoints from professionals with a say in this game. And in this show, coming out every working day for the next few weeks, you're going to hear every single answer. Each episode will focus on one of the five questions and give you answers from five of our experts. So let's deep dive into today's episode. In this episode, we'll continue to probe with our accounting influencers and leaders whether accountants are getting better with client advisory services, or whatever you call that. It may seem obvious because accountants are the trusted advisors, right? Which means being future-focused and proactive rather than historically focused and reactive. But maybe we're not so far on as we think. Let's find out as we ask our experts. And now here is John Glasgow, the CEO at Campfire, who is at the helm of building modern accounting software designed to meet the dynamic needs of today's accountants and their clients with efficiency and ease.
I would say yes. And this is where I see the role going. So we're not an accounting firm, we're a software company, but the accounting firms that do use our product, they are seeing that they're phenomenal at doing journal entries and categorizing transactions, and they have CPAs, they're world class at core accounting work. But they are moving and they're seeing this higher value work. They can charge more, they can move to higher retainers. And the time they spend with the client is less of meeting with someone potentially more junior. They spend time with maybe the CEO and they say, here are strategic recommendations we have, based on the numbers, based on the data. And it's, of course, unbiased, data-driven advice. And so with this proactive nature has really elevated the role, but while leveraging automation and leveraging new software to essentially replace the work that they were previously doing.
And here we get the thoughts of John Thompson, a radical advocate for primary advisory and the value of accountants, emphasizing the critical role accountants play in guided businesses through strategic financial decisions?
That is a great question. The answer is some of them, and it depends. And I think for that to be fully achieved, I wonder whether the business owners need to be encouraged to demand more proactive advice. Currently, there's this, and this is a huge generalization, I know, but there is a chasm between what accountants think they do and what clients think they do. Most accountants believe that they fulfill a regulatory obligation on behalf of and for their clients. Most clients, particularly in the SME owner-managed business world, I'll accept, large corporate world is different, but in owner-managed business world, which is the vast majority of businesses in the UK and globally, they believe they are being helped to do better. And I'm not sure every accountant believes that's what their role is. SME, OMB world, you're going to help me do better, aren't you? And that is not where a lot of accountants are.
The next voice is John Jenkins, CEO and founder of Hindsight, starting meaningful conversations for accountants, enhancing client relationships and practice value through innovative engagement tools.
No, I think we talk a much better game, but I think that's driven by the marketing spiel from software vendors that we've all tapped into. So I think we're all much better at selling a message of being proactive. I don't genuinely believe that is what's happening out there and occurring on a regular basis. Think back to when I was doing my accountancy practice, probably 20% of our clients were getting monthly management accounts budgets forecast because I came from a management accounts background. I'd be surprised if a lot of practices are at that 20% bracket, even though they might be given off the perception that everybody is getting this, you know, gold level service on a regular basis. What we do is, as accountants, is it is quite a reactive job. We are reacting to situations at any given point in time. So the idea of being proactive for all of your clients, you'd have to have about, you know, 5 or 10 clients if you genuinely wanted to, you know, be on top of everything for everybody all the time. We don't have the tools, we don't have the people, we don't have the skills at the moment, as far as I'm concerned, for that to be, you know, as close as everyone would like to believe.
Coming up now is Jonathan Mifsud, co-founder at Buddy, changing payroll tech for accounting practices by introducing innovative solutions that streamline payroll processes and enhance service delivery.
I think business owners are playing somewhat of a Russian roulette with business advisors and accountants right now. It really depends on who they find. So we see a lot of accountants which are now becoming more proactive and offering advice, but the amount of compliance work is still there. So we still find accountants which just deliver the bare minimal compliance work that's needed, sometimes late and filing extensions, as we've seen. So some people aren't getting that visibility that they need. And sometimes it's not the people that are out there learning and developing every day and the people that are at conferences. It's the ones that are not, that are cut off in local communities and kept delivering the very same service. So it really depends who you are, where you are, what type of business you are. And if you're asking your account or advisor the right question, and if they're not answering it right, if you're finding the right provider.
The next voice you hear will be Julie Wilkinson, specialist M&A advisor, helping businesses successfully navigate the complexities of buying and selling, ensuring smooth transitions and optimal outcomes for all parties involved.
My opinion on advice, I think the account industry is quite poor in general from what I see. I mean, because we do a lot of consultancy on acquisitions, we've always looked at about 100 different firms a year on through the acquisitions because we're looking at information. And my experience is there's still quite a big gap between bookkeeping and year end, especially when the accountant at year end isn't doing the bookkeeping, but they a lot of them don't seem to do any reconciliations. And I do feel that's quite a poor service. That's something we're changing. We feel we're bringing in the accounting industry, but I do think it's still quite poor to this day.
So there you have 5 great answers to the question, are business owners any closer to receiving proactive advice from accountants? Every working day of the week, Monday through Friday, we give you the insights of 5 top influencers in the accounting world on this critical area for proactive advice from accountants. That's 25 valuable perspectives, viewpoints, and best thinking every week. And with each fresh week comes a fresh question with more thoughts from the best accounting influencers and leaders we can find. Thanks for listening to the Accounting Answers podcast and sharing this brand new show with your friends. If you want to join the conversation, you can plug into our community of influencers at accountinginfluencers.com and check out our virtual speed networking events. These happen every few months for the North America region and the UK-Europe region. Great opportunities to raise your profile, build valuable connections, and share your thoughts with influential peers. Until next time, this is your host, Rob Brown, saying stay informed, stay relevant, and stay connected.